Wednesday, July 8th, began about 10:30 with an interview of Bill Wise of Life, who is writing a story on me. I can't stop him from writing it. It can be better if I talk with him, probably, than if he just writes it from other stories he's read, from speeches I've written, and from whatever he can cook up in his own mind. It's a calculated gamble, but I think I always come out better if I see them. I spent about an hour and a half with him. He'd done such a marvelous job with Lucy. In fact, they wound up friends. After a while, I got an SOS from Lyndon that the U.S. attorneys had brought their wives. They were down in the East Room where he was greeting them all, and would I join them? I did in a hurry. He had finished his televised statement. So I stood in line between him and Bobby Kennedy and shook hands with them, ranging from New York to Mississippi, wondering particularly how those in the South were going to fare these next few months. Ethel was along with Bobby. I spoke of what a wonderful article that had been. I meant the one in Life where he had all the children swarming all over him. She thought I meant on the trip to Poland. I guess that is what their mind is on right now. When I'd shaken the last hand, I went back upstairs once more to the Queen's sitting room, and if I don't get coffee poisoning, it's not the failure of opportunity, because for about the third time of the day, I sat down with someone for some coffee, this time Mrs. John Palfrey, the granddaughter of President Theodore Roosevelt, whom I had asked to come by sometime and bring her children to show them the White House. She is the daughter of the Kermit Roosevelts, and she told me how the night before her wedding she had come to a pre-wedding supper here at the White House. And she told me how, at Christmas of 41, when Churchill had come for a visit with Franklin Delano Roosevelt and was their house guest, her mother, Mrs. Kermit Roosevelt, who had remained a good friend of the Franklin Roosevelts and was thereby a sort of a black sheep among the Theodore Roosevelt descendants, sat down to Christmas dinner between Churchill and the chief of the British Air Forces. I believe his name was Portal. She kept on plying him with questions. Military questions. How much of this have you got? What if so-and-so happened? Finally, the chief of the Air Forces turned to her and said, "My dear Mrs. Roosevelt, I cannot possibly answer your question because all of that is secret. But you can ask the Prime Minister anything, and he will tell you." She also told about one of Churchill's daughters during the war, worked in a military office. And when her father asked her something, she said, "Father, you know I can't tell you, because you tell everything you know." She said that when her mother was in the house, she had slept in the Lincoln bedroom. Next, I spent several hours working on the mail, worked with Liz, worked with Bess. Linda came in and sat on the bed, and we talked and talked about what she should do with the summer. I think she'll probably take 9 hours of work this fall at George Washington. And then I wouldn't be at all surprised if she'd return to the university in February, no matter what happens to us, whether we're here or wherever. In a way, I would be desolated. The nicest thing that's happened to us this last 6 months is having her home. I never knew how much I enjoyed her until she was gone and returned. Lucy, I encounter most coming out of the kitchen laden with big platters full of food that she's taking up to the Capitol. Or maybe taking cookies for the boy who's in the hospital. Tonight, Linda Bird had her Hawaiian parties. She invited all the Secret Service men and their wives who are on her detail, the communications people that went to Hawaii with her, and of course Dave was her date. They moved a lot of the furniture out of the solarium and sat around on cushions. She wore a bright-colored muumuu and an enormous, lovely lei, and the candlelit solarium was decorated with the coconuts, the carved god, the Polynesian fabrics, and the wonderful album of pictures that she'd brought back. My non-alcoholic daughter had Hawaiian punch. I wonder if that was a mite disappointing even to those good, staunch Secret Service men who were off duty. And dips served in her monkey pod bowls that she'd brought back. They were a gay, cute crowd. They showed the movies. I went in just long enough to meet everybody and let them know there was an interested mama in the house. And then I had dinner with Lennon alone. There are more and more nights like that lately, and a fairly early night, too, only about 9:10. And then I've started taking exercises again. The most wonderful thing of all is the fact that Lyndon has been taking exercises now regularly, unceasingly. This is about the third month of his exercises. And though he picked up some 6 or 7 pounds while we were at the ranch, I think he looks splendid. He's had a cold now for over 2 weeks, which he caught from Linda Bird after she got back from Hawaii, and the antibiotics have had something of a slowing down effect on him. But I believe the days in the sun at the ranch just about cured the cold.